When people across the U.S. think about so-called art cities, the usual names come to mind. New York, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and for a slightly smaller spot, Santa Fe tops certain lists. In Arizona, Scottsdale and Tucson get occasional mentions. But what about Phoenix proper? What should we be doing more of to reach that level? Or are we already there and perception needs to change? With me to talk about those questions is Ginger Leindecker, chair of Mesa Community College's art department. Ginger, how would you define an art city, and where does Phoenix fit in?
I think Phoenix is a newer city compared to a lot of the cities that are called art cities where, you know, we were only established in 1912, so less than 100 years ago, this was the Wild West. And we kind of grew in all these little different towns that ended up growing together as the Phoenix metro area. And so we have a lot of little hubs of art throughout the metro area, but we're spread out a little bit. I think defining an art city means bringing art to the people. So public art, art schools, things that are accessible to the average person who's interested in art, in addition to museums and galleries.
How important is accessibility as people are trying to get more younger people, a younger generation interested in not only the traditional places to see art, but the non-traditional?
Well, I think if you want to get younger people involved, you have to get them involved in a hands-on way. They have to be immersed in the arts. And so, for instance, Phoenix has over 70 murals that you can see just driving around. They have their art walk on first Fridays. Mesa has their second Fridays as well, art walk, and we have first and third Saturdays in Mesa. In Tempe, you can see public art from the bus stops to the sidewalks, and those kind of things help bring people into the arts and make them aware of the arts. There's hundreds of sculptures, public works across Phoenix and Mesa. And there are a lot of different performing and fine arts venues that are free for people to experience the arts.
How much of the art scene here does, could, or should reflect sort of our Southwest culture, whether it's Latin American, whether it's Native American, whether it's the Midwesterners who've moved here over the past several decades? Is it nice to sort of have that blend of things here? And is that sort of unique to Phoenix in some ways?
Yes, I think that's a really interesting question because unlike maybe some of the cities, the older cities that are out east who have more Western European collections, we have this history with Native American culture, with Western culture, and with our Hispanic heritage that is all blended together here. So we have things like the Heard Museum, the Basha's collection, which is all Western art. We have the cowboy artist exhibit at the Phoenix Art Museum, but also we have this vibrant culture of combining that with contemporary ideas. And it's I really feel like that helps us to be an art center for the people because we're blending that all together.
Should competitiveness be part of this? Like, should Phoenix sort of think of itself competing with some of the other cities, that some of the older cities we talked about, Philadelphia, New York, these sorts of places? I mean, should that be important in the sense of we're just as good as what's going on in these other places, it's just different?
I think you nailed it right there, Steve. We're different. The needs of our community are different. Our resources are different. And again, we're spread out across such a large geographical area that we have these little hubs that grow just a little bit differently according to what's in their community. So I don't think we need to compete with other places. I think we have our own special blend of art and public works and opportunities for artists and the public.
How exciting an art scene do you think this is now in the general Phoenix area?
I think we're incredibly vibrant. We have so many art walks. We have so many art festivals and fairs, and just you can walk around anywhere just about and find art, whether you're driving on the highway, whether you're looking at murals, whether you're looking down at the sidewalks in Tempe or Mesa. There's sculptures everywhere. There's giant art projects. And I think there's many pop-up art galleries and transitional art spaces like what the FICA gallery offers downtown. So I think there's just so much here, and we're always growing and evolving.
Let me ask you about the phrase arts destination. How much should that sort of be part of what the dynamic is here? We know that people come here because the weather is nice. There are many things to see. The natural resources are great. Do you think art needs to be a part of that? Do you think art has been a part of why people come here?
Yes. In fact, Mesa was named one of the most artistic cities in the U.S. by Expedia recently, based on the amount of arts activities in the fine and performing arts that we have and our destination with our artist lofts, our emerging music scene. We have the Idea Museum. We have the Mesa Art Center with all of its galleries and opportunities. So I think when people, you know, visit a new town, a lot of times they're like, okay, what museums and galleries should we see? But when you come to Phoenix, you can see those things, but there's also so many other things that you can be a part of, whether it's taking a small class or going to a performance or checking out an art walk or an art fair. I think you have to kind of look at where you're landing in the Phoenix metro area and then see what you're interested in experiencing.
Have you heard anything from or about other cities that excite you that maybe Phoenix would look into or the Phoenix area?
Well, Santa Fe has over 100 galleries and art spaces within a 1 mile on Grand Canyon Street. I'd love to see something like that here where we really can condense. At the same time, they're kind of more of an exclusive art city. So I think while there are pros and cons to that, I really like how we're growing and expanding in an all-inclusive way that continues to reach out to all the people and the community and all of our different cultures and the blending of everything.
That is Ginger Leindecker. She is chair of the art department at Mesa Community College.